Can you do it? Yes, you can, and I can help.
Ramona's plumber here, trying to answer the question, what not to say to a plumber. What I mean by this is a little bit humorous and a little bit educational. Most likely one-sided. I'm trying to be objective here. But I'm actually idealistic, so I speak as a consumer myself. What not to say to a plumber is, in my opinion, don't say something that immediately starts the relationship off on a reactive, combative stance, such as, and pardon my intonations of voice. I'll just try to role play here, and it's just for fun and for the sake of whatnot. Anyway, don't say, "Hi, I'm calling everybody, all the plumbers in town, to get the cheapest price." That, in a sense, says to the plumber that, one, you know what you need, and you may, but you may not. And also it says that you don't respect him, you just want the cheapest price, and that you're only concerned about yourself. That isn't a very positive approach to take into any negotiation, transaction at all, anywhere, ever. What to say to anybody in this world, especially in this day and age of tough economy and everything, is starting out with an objective position and one that's considerate and not rude. I just respond so much better even when I'm pricing to my customers. When a customer calls up and says, "Hi, Greg," and I say, "Yeah, well, I have a couple of plumbing issues. You got a second to give me an idea what it might cost?" First of all, my ears are open all the way. At that point, I'm willing to talk to this person. Even if I'm in the middle of a job, which I'm flat rating for, so it's not by the hour, I'll drop my tool and take a break and listen. And they'll say, "Well, I have a this, that, or the other," and I'll diagnose it a little bit over the phone with them. And that gets me working with them, as opposed to taking a reactive stance to the question, "How cheap are you?" So what not to say to a plumber also, and I'm assuming that there's human individuals in all industries, and that, you know, there's credible, ethical, wonderful people, and that there's people who will take advantage of other people in all industries. But, so I'm not going to say that plumbers are gougers or anything, or attorneys. I won't pick on them. Let's not go there. But you don't want to say to a plumber, "Oh, hi, I have water on my floor, and well, my husband's out of town, and well, I just don't know a thing about this. Can you send someone over right away?" What I'm suggesting here is, I've had a lot of customers tell me situation things similar to that, and I've told them, "Don't tell the plumber you don't know what's going on and your husband's out of town." That's like going into a negotiation saying, "You know, I got my hands tied and I got a lot of money in my checkbook, and here's a signed check. Take me, I'm yours." There's a lot to be said for honest, on the table negotiation, and not necessarily posturing, but not being rude. And not being a fool. What not to say to a plumber would include, say, I need this, that, and the other, and then you get the plumber out there and he does the work, and then to say to the plumber, "Oh, well, send this bill to my landlord." Or you don't lie to a plumber. You don't tell a plumber that the last plumber that was out here ripped me off and everything, because even if it's true, It just gets the negotiation, and all business is a form of negotiation, it gets it off on the wrong foot. I'm not suggesting that there aren't plumbing houses that have set prices and that's it and there's no negotiation, because I somewhat am that way. I mean, you can call up Ramona's Plumber anytime. Try me. 760-788-2889. And say, hi, I need a 50-gallon LPG propane water heater installed in my garage. How much? I can say, oh, well, that'll be $1,200. And for the most part, unless I get there and tell you otherwise, when I get there, that's my price. And if you say, oh, well, will you take $1,000? That's not something you want to say to a plumber or to anybody, I don't think. You don't say that to the clerk at the grocery store, and I don't think you should say it to the plumber. You should find a plumber you trust. Get a price up front. Flat rate is best. And let him do the work and pay him. And hold him to his price and hold him to his warranty. And hold him to his completion date. Oh, the just word. If you're a mother, you don't just raise your kids. If you're a father, you don't just raise your kids. And if you're a cop, you don't just write tickets. If you're a waitress, you don't just ask for people's orders, so on and so forth. A plumber doesn't just replace a washer. Just, in my mind, is a rude term. So I would not say that to a plumber. Other things you might not say to a plumber are, well, the other plumber I called said he would do it for. That's just a little, I mean, if you want to say, well, I've called four plumbers and I've gotten four prices and they all seem to be really wide, ranging from $800 to $3,500, maybe you could illuminate the situation to me as to what you would charge and possibly what might a little bit of the breakdown be. If there is that wide of a spread in prices. And I suggest, I got a call like that the other day, and I suggest the customer might be on the bad list of the high bidder. And the high bidder just said that high price because he just really didn't want to work with that customer. And that's the reason why there are certain things you don't say to a plumber.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Greg Chick is Ramona's Plumber. Send your emails to greg@ramonasplumber.com. Visit ramonasplumber.com for more podcasts, videos, and helpful plumbing advice. Use the comment page to share your feedback. Music for Ramona's Plumber is composed and performed by John Haas at ramonamusiccenter.com. Psychiatric supervision is provided by Dr. Jane Tanaka, MD. Visit her website at janetanakamd.org. Thank you for listening.